Back now with Day to Day. It is not your imagination. Prices are up. The Labor Department reports today that wholesale inflation rose 0.9% in April. Also, new home construction began to slow a bit. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland is here. And Tess, let's start with inflation. 0.9%. Is that abnormal?
Well, it is the biggest jump in 7 months, Madeline. And this is wholesale inflation, as you mentioned. That's the cost of things that are bought before they reach store shelves. Now, I spoke with University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi, and he says it's very easy to see where this spike came from.
It's all gasoline prices. Gasoline prices are up a great deal in April, as we all know. However, the price for other goods and services did not rise very much. According to the Producer Price Index, they were up a scant 0.1%, and over the last year, they've been up only 0.6% in total.
And he says the reason why other prices aren't higher is that worker productivity is so high. We're all doing a lot of work. So businesses can absorb those high energy prices, at least so far, without raising prices to consumers very much.
But Tess, aren't the high gas prices reflected in other parts of the economy?
Absolutely. And you are starting to see that in retail sales. We're still buying a lot of stuff, but we aren't buying as much of it. We'll actually get a better read on how this is affecting our wallets tomorrow when we get the Consumer Price Index, and that measures inflation at the checkout counter. Another big factor here, as you mentioned, housing starts are down. That measures the number of homes where they're breaking ground to build. That figure dropped by 7.4% in April. So the housing boom that has really propped up the economy the last several years is, as everyone was expecting, starting to slow.
And Tess, what does this all mean for interest rates and whether they'll go up again?
Well, the Fed is meeting again in late June, and there's a lot of disagreement about what it will and what it should do. Of course, just last week, it raised rates for the 16th time in 2 years. Morisi says there are two sets of forces pulling on the Fed right now.
One are these higher energy prices. That does pull up the overall rate of inflation. On the other hand, the economy is slowing, and the Fed doesn't want to step on the brakes too hard by pushing up interest rates too far and throw the economy into a recession.
But of course, all prognostication aside, we will have to see what they do in June. In the meantime, we'll have some more important figures coming out on both unemployment and GDP to add to the mix of all these economic statistics that we got today. And later today on Marketplace, more on the economy and the markets.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.